What it brought me to in looking into all of this is an understanding that this is where we're headed. Not only just, you know, the country is headed in that direction, but our lawsuits are going to be all about technology. The discovery is going to be all about technology. And so when we had the changes to the federal rules, everybody knows the federal rules were modified in 2015 in several respects. Some of them changed with respect to the scope of discovery, and then a lot of the changes addressed ESI specifically. But with respect to the scope of discovery, it changed from, you know, everybody knows you look for what's reasonably calculated to lead to the discovery of admissible evidence. That's not true anymore with the federal rules. The federal rules changed that, and it's now what's proportional. It's all about proportionality. And so the cases in the paper that I wrote deal with how the courts are applying that standard since 2015. What does that mean, proportionality? And how does that change from what we already had? So interestingly, and I cited a case in there where there was a court in a different jurisdiction that said that change is huge with respect to the scope of discovery. It makes a big difference. And the lawyer got, you know, there was a fight about, you know, motion to compel and all that was filed. And the court issued a sanctions order against the defense lawyer for citing pre-2015 case law with respect to the standard, which, I mean, the cases are kind of all over the map. I will say that in Texas, all of the decisions, and I cited several of them in there, basically say, you know, it's really not that much of a change. It's not that big of a difference. It's still the same concept. I think there's a lot of different opinions out there amongst the federal courts about whether that's a big change or whether it's not a big change.